Chapter 6. Thomas Glover. High on a beautiful hillside overlooking the harbor of Nagasaki sits the oldest Western-style building in Japan. It is Glover House, built in 1863 by Thomas Glover, an ambitious Briton who contributed greatly to the industrialization of Japan. Glover was born in Scotland of a Scottish mother and English father. As a young man, yearning to travel, he visited Shanghai in 1857 and 1859, and, after the latter visit, he arrived in Nagasaki at the age of 21, in the closing days of the Tokugawa shogunate. He first worked for Jardine, Matheson & Company, tea and silk merchants. 2 years later, he set up his own trading firm, dealing mainly in tea. He quickly succeeded in business, making both money and friends, as well as forging strong links with the local Choshu, Satsuma, and Tosa clans. He and other foreign residents financed the building of the Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in 1862. Thomas Glover's achievements in Japan are impressive. They include creating the Japanese Imperial Navy, building the country's first modern shipyard, digging its first modern coal mine, introducing steam locomotion, importing the minting and printing equipment that produced Japan's first yen coins and notes, and laying the first telephone line. He was also instrumental in establishing the Mitsubishi Company and founding the Kirin Beer Company. In politics, Glover was instrumental in the overthrow of the Tokugawa shogunate, which led to Emperor Meiji being established as the head of Japan. He did this by helping the Choshu and Satsuma clans unite by convincing the Choshu that they should cease their xenophobic policy of excluding all foreigners from Japan. He arranged for 5 young samurai from the clan to be sent to Britain to study, against the regulations of the shogunate. When they returned, their reports of Britain's military and industrial might convinced the Choshu leaders that modernization, with Western assistance, was the only way for Japan to retain its independence. Among those young men sent to England was Hirobumi Ito, who later became the first Prime Minister of Japan. In an interesting historical footnote, Glover's Japanese wife, Tsuru, whom he married in 1867, is said to have been the inspiration for Madame Butterfly, a story which later became a famous opera. Glover and his wife had 2 children. For his many contributions to the development of Japan, Glover was awarded Japan's highest honor, the Order of the Rising Sun, by Emperor Meiji in 1908. He was probably the most famous foreigner in the country when he died on December 13, 1911, at the age of 73. He is buried in the Sakamoto-machi Foreign Cemetery in Nagasaki. Thomas Glover's most prominent legacy today is the elegant Glover House and its gardens. They are Nagasaki's biggest tourist attraction and are seen by over 1.3 million visitors a year. The site has been designated an important cultural property by the government.